Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to the Zurian Show, and thank you for listening. As always, I am always honored to have all of the people that listen to the show, be it live or the people that listen to the show that are archived, listening. So just knowing that you're there is a motivating thing for me. Again, as always, thank you for listening. Today, we are going to talk about the slight edge. Now, there was a book that actually came across called The Slight Edge, and that book was actually very good. It brought up some really great points about things that we need to do to move our lives forward and to start making positive things happen and to get positive effects in our life. And I would encourage everybody to read that book or to get that book. But also, the reason that The Slight Edge actually came up again was because probably about a year ago, maybe a little bit longer than that, might have been 2 years ago, there was a book that came out that was being done by the Success Foundation. And the Success Foundation, which is another organization that I think everybody should also check out, and I believe their website is www.successfoundation.org, they also put out an initiative. So they took basically the information from The Slight Edge, and they posted that information in a book called Success for Teens. This is a book that, and there's also an audio program, and it's free of charge. And again, you should go to the Success website, success.org website, and you can download not only probably the CD, but the book and the workbook. And we need to get this out to our children. We really need to get this information out to our children, be it younger teens, older teens, and actually some of you adults also need to get out there and get this information. The initiative was to try to get 1 million books out to 1 million different teens. And the reason that I'm pushing this is because I believe that this is something that could help us. Right now, we are in some of the worst financial times that we've ever been in our life. And I think that this particular book, this particular CD, this particular program is something where everybody could win. And again, it doesn't cost you anything. So just going out there, going online, and getting this information is good. And even though the Success for Teens part that I'm talking about is for teens, the information is still relevant, and it's still relevant to all of us today. So that's really my push today. But today we are going to talk about the slight edge. One of my missions in life, and actually a mission in life that I didn't even really know that I had, but it seems to be a pattern that I've chosen to follow throughout my life, is to try to not only help myself, but to help others. And actually, if you look at all of the things that, or as I look at all of the things that I've done, I've come to the conclusion that I've helped a lot more people than I've helped myself. But in truth, I guess that's not really true. In truth, I've helped myself even more because I've helped all of these other people. But that's been one of my passions and one of the things that I've always done throughout my life. I don't do it through politics. I don't do it through religion. I do it by sharing information with other people and hoping that they take that information and the parts that are good and they use them to help themselves grow, mature, develop, and do all of the things that they need to do. Well, as I've grown throughout my life, I've realized that a lot of people are missing a lot of the fundamental and personal development skills and philosophies necessary to grow, develop, and to become the people that they need to be. I've also realized that all of us, every now and then, need to get a little bit of re-education. We need to get some re-realization about life and the things that are going on in our lives, and we need to get back on track because life has a tendency to throw us some curves. And even though life has thrown us some curves, that does not mean that we're not supposed to get back on course. All right? Again, the space shuttle made it to the moon. We've had spaceships that have made it to the moon. How do they make it to the moon? We've had planes that fly us across the country. How do they make it across the country? everybody seems to think that they fly a straight course. However, because of wind, because of draft, because of heat and cold and all of those different things that a plane or even an aircraft continuously run into, they're constantly making slight corrections. You know, as you're flying in a plane, ladies and gentlemen, you do know that probably more than 50% of the time you're going in the wrong direction. However, that plane seems to still get you where it needs to get you. Why does it do that? Because unlike a railroad track, that plane has to make constant little connections, constant little raises so that it lifts up, constant little things because it'll drop down. You know, it has to make slight little rights, slight little lefts. Sometimes that plane may not even be flying straight. Scary thought, huh? However, and when I say straight, I mean sometimes that plane actually might be going slightly sideways, which, again, is a pretty scary thought. However, 99% of the time, that plane gets you where you need to be. Well, the slight edge is a very simple, simple things that they use to try to, or that is used in the book to try to get you to the goal in which you're looking to get to. And it's also one of the best tools that you'll probably ever find, because the slight edge's philosophy is very simple and it's very simplistic. So again, on the slight edge as a whole, I would advise you to get the book. And I believe the person that wrote the book was a Jeff Olson. And it was a best-selling book, so if you get a chance, get a hold of it. But anyway, you can create a life that you want, no matter how difficult it may seem, by understanding how small positive steps can make a difference over time to get you where you need to get. You know, when you were a small child, you didn't just jump up and walk. You know, you got up and you fell, and you got up and you fell, and you tried to sit up and you fell. And it's the same thing with when you're a very little child and you don't actually have the muscles developed in your neck. You know, you can lift that head up, it falls. You can get that head up, it falls. It's a little bit of an effort, but the end result is eventually you can walk. Eventually you can stand. Eventually you can run. And the slight edge is based on constantly making those adjustments and constantly trying. There is no such thing as failure. The only thing that there is that failure is a realization once you've decided that you're not going to try anymore. So we all need to continue to try and try and try and try and try until we get it. We all need to make the slight corrections and adjustments in our lives until we get where we need to get, and understand that in the end, it will be worth it. Again, those positive steps done over and over and over again will make a significant difference in your life. And it's the things that you do every day. They don't seem to matter. They don't seem to really possess any power. However, those small things that you do each and every day, again and again and again, get you closer to your goal. It's just like weightlifting. If a person continues and continues to lift weights and lift weights properly, they're going to get a significant amount of growth. Now, each particular person's body frame and structure is different. But however, they are going to gain that strength, they are going to grow that muscle mass, and they are going to grow. Again, some people's is physically more pronounced than others. However, everybody that does it is going to actually achieve strength. It's just like stretching. If you continue to stretch and stretch and stretch, eventually you're going to get looser as long as you go about it the right way. Your elasticity is going to get greater. You know, I tell people all the time, especially my students, if you stretch a little every day, day by day, your level of flexibility is going to improve. And over a lifetime, if you continue to stretch, your, again, level of flexibility is going to remain at a high level. You're not going to lose it. So we all need to learn how to use the principles of things like the slight edge so that we can get where we need to get. And the actual book, The Slight Edge, which is what we're talking about today, is based on 8 pretty simple slight edge principles. The first principle is little things matter. The second principle is attitude is everything. The third principle is use the moment. The fourth principle is everything starts with a small step. The fifth principle is there's no such thing as failure. You just heard that one a little while ago. The next principle, number six, is habits are powerful. The next one is number seven, you're always learning. And the eighth principle of the slight edge is you can make your dreams come true. As I was saying before, I would encourage everyone to get a copy from Success, the Success Foundation, of the booklet, if they still have the booklet, which I believe they do. And also, I know that you can still get the audio CD and the workbook, which is the Slight Edge Principles for Your Life. Now, mind you, the book is Success for Teens, but the information in it is still critical to adults today. And if you'll apply some of these principles again, over and over and over and over again, then what will end up happening is that you'll start to grow. You'll start to do better. You'll start to expand. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the situation that any one of us is in today didn't happen overnight. It happened over time. Also understand that what has gotten us where we are today will not necessarily get us where we want to be tomorrow. There are changes and adjustments that have to be made in our life so that we can move to those upper levels and to those greater successes that we want to get to. You know, it's just like going to school. When you first went to school, it seemed like it would probably never end. However, school is over. You've graduated high school. You've graduated elementary school. You know, hopefully you've gone to college and you've graduated college. But please also understand that education is only a small piece of success. Your education does not determine your success. Your associations can, but don't necessarily determine your success. It's the little things that you do that matter. It's the attitude that you bring to it. It's you using each and every moment. It's you taking those small steps and starting by taking those small steps. It's that knowing that no matter what you do, you can't fail unless you give up. And it's also taking those habits, those negative habits, and removing them from your life and replacing them with positive habits. This is going to take time. And it also is knowing that you don't know it all, and we are always learning and growing and developing as we go through life. So if you'll apply all of the things that I just said, you will live your dream. Again, it may not be as fast as you want it to be. It may not be as quickly as you want it to be. However, it will happen as long as you stay the course, as long as you stay vigilant in doing the things that you're supposed to do. And again, as I've said millions of times, remove those negative aspects from your life. There's always going to be some pull and some push. However, you need to use that pull and that push and gain momentum from them to get you where you need to get. So let's briefly break down the eight principles. Small things matter. Small things matter in the sense of when you know that you need to get up 15 minutes earlier, you need to get up 15 minutes earlier to get those things done. When you know that if you take your time and do something, you're going to do it right, then you need to take your time. Don't rush through things. You need to do the little things that matter in your life, like telling your loved ones that you love them, giving your kids a hug, making it to those games and those functions that you need to make it to, taking those classes that are going to, again, give you that slight edge so that when you're talking about a particular subject, you're not trying to figure out how to do what you need to do. You already know what to do, and now all you need to do is actually get up and actually do it because you've already acquired the tools. You know, getting that degree that's going to get you into that job that you could basically do with your eyes closed, but they're not going to give you the opportunity unless you actually have that degree, you know, or that certification or that level of knowledge to be able to prove that you can do the things that you do. Another thing is attitude. When we talk about attitude, attitude is number two of the slight edge theory. Attitude is bringing it and bringing it in a way that is not considered to be, you know, non-productive. It's trying to bring information to other people in a positive way. It's you doing the things that you know are necessary to get you where you need to get, and then you taking that information and moving forward with it as you try to develop and grow and do the things that you need to do. As I told my son many years ago, there's never a reason for you to be rude. If somebody is being rude, or if somebody is doing something that they don't need to do, or that you feel is not conducive to your growth and development, then you need to either ignore that person, or you need to move away from that person and find people that are going to support the things that you want to do, support the things that you need to do to help you grow and develop. Mind you, I am not saying that you need to find you a yes man or a yes woman. You also need, again, that push and that pull. You need people that are going to challenge you and make you rethink about some of the things that you're going to do. I'm not saying people that are going to make you stay stagnant. I'm talking about people that have a genuine concern for what it is that you want to do and how to do it. People that are going to help you to grow that muscle. Not people that are going to sit there and let your brain become atrophied because they don't want you to think. They want to make all of your decisions and not help you move forward. Next thing, use the moment. Today is now. You guys hear that at almost the end of every show. What that means, that was given to me many years ago by a gentleman by the name of Grandmaster Peter Urban. Grandmaster Peter Urban always said that today is now. Otherwise, don't put off now tomorrow. First off, tomorrow doesn't really exist, all right? Tomorrow is something that hasn't become yet. The more that you do to create the greatest today you have, the greater tomorrow you will have. But you need to live in the moment. You need to understand that today is the only day you have. You do not have tomorrow because tomorrow does not exist yet. Tomorrow doesn't exist until your tomorrow is today. And from your today, you will create your tomorrow. So we need to live in the moment. We need to take possession of what's going on in our lives now so that we can have the things that we want and need to have in the future. Everybody wants to tell me that they're going to a party or they're going to hang out or they're going to do this, but yet everybody's telling me they hate their job, they don't have any money, all of these other things. Why is that? The reason for that is that you've been too busy trying to make excuses to do something else and you're not doing what you need to do, so you don't have the things that you need to have. You're not being, so you're not doing, so you're not having the things that you want to have. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to take stock of ourselves. We need to take stock of our lives. We need to live in the moment, and we need to move forward so that our lives can move forward and so that we can help others to do the same. Everything starts with a small step. A small step is as simple as getting your feet on the floor when you don't want to get up in the morning and making that a habit so that you get that 10 more minutes out of the day, that 15 more minutes out of the day, that 30 more minutes out of the day, that half hour out of the day. You know, taking those small steps. You always wanted to learn? Guess what? Take the step and sign up for a dance class. Then once you've signed up for said dance class, go to the class. Okay? Most of you people are out of shape. The reason that you're out of shape is because you've taken on a lackadaisical attitude in your life. It's not serving you. It can't be serving you, because if it was serving you, you wouldn't be complaining that, oh, I'm sore. Oh, I can't do that anymore. Oh, I'm not as young as I used to be. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not exactly what we would call a spring chicken, but I can outrun, outjump, outpush up, outjump rope, and a few other things. Quite a few of my martial arts students that in some cases are more than 20 years or 30 years my junior. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all up to you. Again, that small start, that starting to begin to take back control of yourself, your life, and the things around you will also help you, and they'll give you the slight edge so that you can do the same thing that I'm talking about. But that starts by you taking action. That starts by you taking those initial first steps and small steps to get the things to where you need to get. Again, as simple as walking, then running, and all of the above. Next thing, there is no such thing as failure. If you never give up, you'll never fail. If you give up, you fail. If you refuse to start, you fail. if you refuse to accept challenges and do and take on those challenges with a conviction that you're going to win and then follow them through to the end, no matter what the end may be, you fail. So these are the things that you need to do to not fail. Start, keep going, and if for some reason that first time that you attempted to do it didn't work out, reevaluate why it didn't work out, remove the things that helped it to become a negative instead of a positive, and turn that event and series of events into the positive that you're looking for. So there is no such thing as fail unless you accept it to be failure by stopping, by not trying anymore, by giving up, by not giving it your all in the first place, by giving a half-butt effort because you just know you can't do it. You can do it. You just have to get it in your mind that you can do it and then act accordingly by doing the things that are going to get you where you need to be. It's really that simple. I know people don't necessarily like to hear that, but the truth is the truth. If you want to win, then that means you need to be in the game. Don't worry about anybody else. If you worry about what anybody else is doing, that means that in order for you to go see what they're doing, since they're not where you are doing what you're doing, you need to leave the field. You can't win the game if you're not on the playing field. Next thing is habits. Habits are powerful. It's your negative habits. It's your negative habits that have put you in a certain position. It's your positive, forward-thinking, can-do habits that are going to get you where you need to get. Again, if you read 10 pages of a novel every day, before the end of the year, you're going to read several books. You're going to read several hundred-page books because you read 10 pages per day, every day. Same thing as if you read a book an hour a day. If you read an hour a day, how many books, how much more knowledge are you going to get, take in? How much more experiences are you going to have? They're not necessarily experiences that you personally lived, but do you learn from every experience, whether you experienced it or somebody else does? Yes, you can, if you'll take that and use that information to help further you and further your life and further the life of those that you care about. So habits are powerful, all right? If you have negative habits, you need to get rid of them. It doesn't matter. I've said this a million times. What your mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, uncle, friend, or somebody did on television or in the movies has absolutely nothing to do with you. You can only apply things in your life to you that apply. If they do not apply, do not try to make them apply. Take the information that you get that's useful and use it accordingly. Stop trying to live vicariously through somebody else. However, use other people's experiences that are truthful and factual as you move on through your life. But they're not your guides. They're just little hints, little things that you can use. But we need to try to find more of the positives and get rid of a lot of the negatives. Positive habits are powerful. Habits are powerful. Getting into the routine to do certain things every day, certain things that are going to grow you and develop you, are very, very powerful. Next thing, you are always learning. We get a lot of people, they get a master's degree, they get a doctorate's degree, they get a bachelor's degree, they graduate high school, they think they know everything. They have a few kids, they think they know everything. They get a particular job or a position, they think they know everything. Ladies and gentlemen, in the scheme of things, you know nothing. All right? Even a PhD knows nothing. All that PhD is a PhD in one specific subject. That PhD isn't in everything. If I have a PhD in nuclear physics, does that mean that I can work on a car? No, it doesn't. If I'm a car mechanic, does that mean that I truly understand how to repair a motorcycle engine? No, it doesn't. I have the basic concepts of an engine, but if I'm not familiar with the specs and other necessary things that I need to know to fix or work on that particular product, then I don't have the knowledge to do it. Everybody is a learning machine. However, most people have their engines switched off. They graduate high school and they never pick up another book for another 10, 20 years. They graduate college and they never pick up another book other than some story about something that's not going to do them any good in their life for the next 10 years or 20 years or 40 years, or 50. The number is irrelevant. The fact that it doesn't happen is irrelevant. And when I say the fact that it doesn't happen, I mean the fact that they're not going out to continuously be learners, to continuously try to grow their arsenal of knowledge and information to better themselves and better those around them. We were made to learn. We were made to grow. We were made to develop. We were made to do certain things, and most of us are fighting the natural instinct that was put in us to learn and develop. Football scores, guys, I'm sorry, they're not going to help you. Basketball scores, they're not going to help you. Ladies, cosmetic tricks and things on how to cheat, doing exercise, it's probably not going to help you. Worrying about what some celebrity is doing on television, that's really not knowledge. It's not going to help you. The funny thing is, the celebrity probably doesn't remember where he had lunch or what he had for lunch. So why are you? Constantly perplexes me why people do that. There's so much I don't know, and there's so much that I want to know. Sometimes it's scary. Do I want to know everything? No, I don't want to know everything. But I would like to know as much as I can, especially as much as I can that's going to help me. Right now there's some new stuff going on about some political stuff and some stuff that happened at one of the major universities, Penn State. I am very sorry that some of these atrocities have happened. I'm very sorry that this political drama is going on. But let's be honest, people. There's always something going on. There's always some drama going on. There's always some political uproar. There's always some new scandal. The only thing that changes is the date and the names. That's all that changes. Everything else is the same. I am not going to waste my time in my life trying to pull in this useless information when there's so much useful information that I need to pull in. All right? You guys that work a job, understand that you also have a family, and I have to be reminded of that myself on a regular basis. You ladies that have friends, understand that you have people that love you and care for you, and you need to give them time and give them the credibility and respect that they need. The next thing, you can live your true dreams. Your dreams can come true. Your dreams will come true if you're willing to do what's necessary to get you there. If you're not willing to do what's necessary to get you there, stop your belly aching. Stop your complaining. All right? I see more people respond on Facebook about some pictures or some subject that has absolutely nothing to do with them than they do about their own lives and the things that do have something to do with them. We need to regain focus with ourselves and our lives so that we can move ourselves forward. If you really have dreams, then you need to start working on those dreams. You need to start doing the things that are going to put you in the position that you want to be in or claim that you want to be in so that you can be, do, and have the things that you say you want to have. Ladies and gentlemen, as one person said before, life is a smorgasbord and most poor slobs are starving. Don't starve. Opportunities all around you. It's not a perfect world. You're not a perfect person. So stop trying to be perfect and stop making excuses. Take responsibility for what you've done. Take responsibility for what's going on in your life. And guess what? If somebody blames you, just take that and move on. Take that, move on, be better, and then guess what? They can't blame you anymore. Understand that everything's put in front of you for a reason, and you are going to be challenged all your life till the last day of your life. That's just part of life. To grow, to develop. What doesn't kill us makes us stronger. However, the things that will kill us, sometimes we need to stay away from. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I want to thank you as always for listening to The Zurian Show and for allowing me to share and spend some time with you. Please share the show with any and everybody that you know that you think can find something interesting from what was said or that can benefit from what was being said. As always, it is an honor for me to speak with you. It is an honor for me to share with you. And again, if you're ever looking for anybody to speak at any of your functions or things like that, please get in contact with us through Blog Talk. Check us out on Facebook, all of the above. We are always looking for opportunities, and we are also always looking to grow and develop, and we would love to come out and spend some time with you and your guests and other people if you feel as though we have something that can be shared with them that will be useful and will be meaningful to your audience. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
First, I'm going to show you the dance, then I'm going to get back to this rap. Yeah.
I seen this shit on YouTube, man. Cameron and Bill O'Reilly. Going at it, you know what I'm saying?